Hello,
hello,
everyone. However you identify, you are welcome on our journey of broadcasting excellence.
Where we chat a lot of bollocks for a couple of lads that don't have any.
Too true. Although it does take balls to tell a lot of the stories on here to the public.
It sure does, mate. Each week we discuss a topic tenuously linked to being trans, from coming out to dildos and dildos to special guests.
I am Satch.
And I'm Leo, and this is our transmission.
Our series sponsors are The Agora, where life begins.
The Agora is a fertility treatment centre that helps all kinds of parents-to-be. It has the highest success rates in London and the South East.
They are partnering with brands like ours to develop their specialism of trans fertility treatment.
With over 2,000 babies born through this fabulous fertility facility.
Fabulous fertility facility.
It has an excellent team and exceptional care for both you and your baby-to-be.
So, without further ado, let's find out what we are on about this week.
Hello! We are back, Satch and Leo's transmission. Oh, that was a totally different theme tune there. Satch and Leo's transmission.
We're switching it up.
That's what happens.
Oh, we just can't remember.
Yeah, that's more likely. Or when you come out of a writing session and then you think you're going to remix your theme tune. No. What's the original?
Satch and Leo's transmission.
The Agora, where life begins. Right. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. What are we talking about today?
Today, well, we're trying to make it a bit more fun, because was last one pretty... Oh, last one was about addiction.
Last one was addiction. Before that was positivity, which was obviously positive, but they've both been quite deep. So today, we're
going to get even deeper.
Even more profound. Today we're talking about crazy trans laws, weird laws that...
Surrounding trans people.
I obviously, as always, haven't seen this, so I'm really looking forward to hearing all these crazy trans laws. I don't know if I'm going to get wound up or if it's just going to be laughable or, yeah, I don't know. You know more than me, you and the research team.
I mean, the research team did a lot of research. We were on Google for a solid 25 minutes this morning.
Wow. We need to give those guys a raise. We really do.
The real heroes.
A raise. That sounds really American. Like pay rise. Yeah, pay, yeah.
Give those researchers a raise.
Step.
Step.
Okay. Before any of that then, who is our person of the week?
Person of the week. Pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow,
person
pow, pow, pow. We're getting a lot of like little theme tunes now. I'm loving it. Pow, 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 pow. No, it's more just a noise that we Tourette's into the mic. Pow, 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 pow. Go.
Joel McVeigh.
Ooh, tell us about Joel McVeigh.
Joel McVeigh is an actor,
ooh,
a podcaster,
ooh,
a dancer,
ooh,
a thespian.
Is there anything that Joel can't do?
He even had his own Netflix original film called Prince.
Is this someone you know through the thespian world from when you did your people advert?
I met him at the Oscars after party. And by Oscars after party, I mean Men's Liberal Club in Leeds.
In the gents.
We would not be in a Men's Liberal Club, us two. We'd stick out like sore thumbs. No, I met him in school and he's just been really positive about the podcast. And he was really surprised that we've carried it going this far. He was like, congratulations.
Nice one, mate. I mean, we're as surprised as you are, Joel, to be honest.
But yeah, Joel McVeigh.
Nice one. Great. Thank you, Joel. Okay, so once again, we're going to start a new segment. Do you want to tell us about? Yeah, so we've got pow, 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 new segment. We've got lots of little noises.
Lots of little noises. So we're going to start a new segment where we're going to answer your questions. So if you want to write into us on our Instagram or our Facebook page, it's Satch and Leo on Instagram and Satch and Leo's transmission on Facebook, and just ask us, you know, whatever you want to know about. And as if we can give
and
you any
us,
answers.
The authorities on everything are going to answer them for you.
Transgender oracles over here.
The troracles, what?
for Oracle.
That's terrible. That's so bad. Oh god. Okay. Yeah, so write in and we're gonna answer some questions, and that's gonna be our new segment.
Even when it's old, we'll call it that. It's our new segment.
Exactly. Okay, right, shall I dive into this intro then?
Give it a bash.
I've heard this intro be claimed as the best intro yet.
See, I don't think it was that funny, but you know, you can judge and see.
Other members of staff that we have said this is the best intro yet. So let's see, shall we? Hello, today we're going to be talking about prejudice, capital letters, and we are going to talk about it with pride, capital letters. No, we're not talking about Pride and Prejudice, the romantic novel from the 1800s written by Jane Austen, or the 2005 movie remake featuring Keira Knightley. this week, we're talking about crazy trans laws. We are going to run through 10 crazy laws that have been made to further marginalise, discriminate and take the rights away from trans people. Yeah, this is sounding really lighthearted and jokey, this episode. And then we're going to give you our 2 pennies on them. So strap yourself in and strap your strap on, because we're going to strap you up with some not so strapping laws. And this is just what Leo found online. Disclaimer, some of these laws might not be accurate, lol. So
it's a roller coaster.
What you're saying is you've done a certain amount of research, but it's not what you'd call watertight fact checked necessarily.
Definitely not watertight, just like my STP.
Okay. Fucking hell, it's going to be one of them today, I can tell. Let's go through them then, and then, you know, if any that we think maybe, that surely they can't be true, we'll have to fact check and come back to the people next week. But
yeah.
Yeah, let's do it, shall we? Let's dive right into these trans laws.
Am I going to be odd?
Why break the habit of a lifetime? Saucer and milk for Satch.
Saucer and milk. Right. Number one, Donald Trump's law for trans people to not be able to serve in the military in 2017. He'd made it in 2017 in the US, and it's since been reversed by Biden shortly after he got
into it. Pretty confident that one is true, that one is a... That's pretty solid. That's pretty well reported that was definitely a law. And Biden's reversed it already, has he?
Yeah, I think he's like repealed it or whatever. But it's crazy. Like, it's one of those laws that you would think wasn't real, because it's like, why would you not? And his reasoning was like, oh, it's because they take so much sort of like
medical
expenses and kind of time off for transition or whatever. But it's like, I don't even know how true that is. It just seems like he's trying to use any excuse he can and not say that he's transphobic.
And I'm sure he'd use that reasoning like in the same breath to, I don't know, I feel like to stop trans people serving in the military and to, well, more, I don't think he even cares about trans people. I don't think it's like he avidly hates them. He just doesn't give a fuck, probably. But he wants to garner votes from people that are trans, that are next level transphobic, and will vote for him for doing that sort of thing. But he is saying that trans people can't serve in the military because they require extra medical care and like financially and time off and stuff like that. But I bet when they say, okay, so politically then let's make sure that we are giving healthcare to those trans people, I bet then he argues that they don't really need it at that point.
Yeah, it's just for somebody to want to do something like risk their life for their country, you know, and then you deny him that right, you know what I mean? It's just a bit crazy considering, like, wasn't Donald Trump meant to be drafted for war, and he was like, oh no, there's something wrong with my foot or something like that. And it's like, you won't even do it because, like, I mean, I'm not saying people should be in the army, but, like, you shut up, Donald.
yeah, I mean, yeah. But Biden's reversed it. That's a positive.
He said Biden to that rule.
Fucking hell. He's make America trans again. Nice one, Biden. Nice one, Joe. Okay, number two. There are 13 countries who specifically criminalize transgender people, mostly using cross-dressing laws. I presume these are anti-cross-dressing laws. It's not like a legal requirement
you
that
have
all
to.
Must cross-dress at all time.
I'd want to go there. Yeah,
they are Brunei, the Gambia, Indonesia, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malawi, Malaysia, Nigeria, Oman, South Sudan, Tonga, and the UAE. Iran's Islamic penal code also has severe punishments for bending gender norms in your expression. Wow.
Which I don't really, I don't understand bending gender norms in your expression. Oh, I get it. So it means like, if you want to, express wearing, if you want to wear, I don't know.
I know. Yeah. So you're not allowed to, they're basically saying what your biological sex that you were born, you have to dress accordingly. Based on, I don't know. Stereotypical social norms.
Yeah, I think it's like even if you identified as a man but you wanted to wear a dress, like that wouldn't be okay either.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? I think that's what it's saying.
Maybe we should invite all these people to Pride and just see.
Well, invite the Gambia to Pride.
No,
that
leaders.
Sounds like a drag queen. Here we have the Gambia.
RuPaul season 3 UK.
Oh, all God. The leaders from fucking United Arab I can't even say it.
UAE. Just say UAE. That's what I did.
Arab Emirates.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I think there's some countries that have more positive laws about a third. I don't even know if they're laws, but I've heard about like certain tribes and things like that celebrate a third gender. Which is someone that's neither, but have been since like, I don't know, the dark ages or whatever. That's just, it's like, I mean, yeah, these countries, I mean, this, speaking of the dark ages, this is how do they even police that? So if they see somebody out that isn't stealth.
Yeah. Like, I think it's more like you've got to hide it if you are going to do it. Maybe you have to go to another country and then sort of look kind of like more, it's harder to guess that you attract, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then come back to that country. I don't know. But then people would know. I don't know. It's
reading about countries like this where they treat trans people like that, it does make you feel lucky to live where we live. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's strange as well. Like some of these countries, like I was reading about, I think it was Bahrain or somewhere that wasn't up until long ago that women weren't able to like drive on their own or something.
Oh yeah. I've heard,
If you were trans? What if you were a trans woman and you drove, would like back in the time when women weren't allowed to drive, would they still see you as a man and be like, oh, you can drive? Or would they be like, you're a trans woman, you can't drive?
And what happens? You just like cut the engine. Just have to sit there and just wait for the AA. Oh god, fucking lunatic! I'm trying really hard not to just lose my rag about some of these laws. But there's
because it's like, have you heard of that? What's her name? She's Gigi Gorgeous. She's like a trans YouTuber influencer type person.
No, what's YouTube? tell me about these youthful ways.
Well, this trans YouTuber, Gigi Gorgeous, she's like beautiful. And anyway, she, you know how they go to like these influencers, they go to like places like Dubai and stuff like that.
Mm.
And like now they're like, we're key workers, we're going to Dubai. And it's like, no, you're not, love. Like, you're not allowed to travel. Anyway, before, a while ago, she went to Dubai for like a holiday and probably got a brand deal or something like that. Anyway, she got to airport, and then they were like, oh, you're not allowed to come in. So she had to, as soon as she wasn't allowed to leave the airport, she just had to fly straight back to the US or to Canada or wherever she's from. But that's like, yeah. And it's so crazy, because I wouldn't want to go there, because I feel like what if they could tell or something?
Why do you even need that law, though? It's not like, I mean, what is law for? Law is to protect citizens, right, of a country. Why do you need a law? I think I'm probably going to think this about most of these statements that I read. But why do you need to stop somebody wearing a dress or whatever? Or
it's because it's like fear-mongering. It's like the same thing that J.K. Rowling's doing.
There's probably...
Where she thinks that... You know,
there's probably religious connotations in there somewhere as well. But like, what? How does that hurt anyone for somebody to wear a dress or to wear a? I don't. Yeah, it's just oppression, isn't it? It's just.
Yeah, it's like, get your frock on, love. It's fine. Who gives a shit?
You know. Okay, number three.
Number three, transgender people have to use the bathroom that correlates with the sex they were assigned at birth. I think this is in the UK and the US.
Is this in the UK?
We'll ask the research team later.
Okay, it definitely is in the US. And I don't know is that national or is that state by state?
I think it's state by state. But which is crazy, because that means that we broke the law several times.
When we were in Nashville, we broke the law a lot.
I fought the law and I won.
Because
in Nashville, I remember going to a loo and I was so pissed and desperate for a piss. And I went in and there was just one cubicle and it didn't have a door on it, like at all. So I just did my ninja like piss really quick.
Ninja piss.
and I was like, if some, like, because we were in some, like...
That sounds like the name of an STP that someone's trying to sell. Ninja piss.
Buy one, get one free. Ninja piss. I just thought, if somebody came in and saw that, they would be like, what is going on?
What the fuck is that ninja doing? You're like dressed as a ninja, just weeing on the floor.
How do you know my kink? But yeah, that's fucked up. It's one of those things. I think that the reason why they have this law is because they want to demonize trans women, and they want to make them seem like they're just sex offending men that want to get into women's bathrooms because so they can get closer and do dodgy shit, when really they just want to have a piss or a poo.
We have adequately expressed our feelings on the ridiculousness of statements made by people, by TERFs such as J.K. Rowling, about the transgender bathroom debate. I can't believe it's even a debate, to be honest. But like, at the end of the day, J.K. Rowling's statement was specifically pertaining to trans women going into women's bathrooms, right?
I think so. Yeah.
If you accept trans women as women, like, then why would that be a problem? You don't accept them as trans women. You think they are men in dresses, which is why you don't want them in there. Or if it's something, anything you argue when you say it's not fair to have trans women in there because they might be physically stronger. So if they were to like, I don't know, might be intimidated by being like, okay, well, would you have a problem with a cisgender female weightlifter being in a bathroom with you then? No, you wouldn't.
Nicola Adams in...
Yeah.
Well, she's not really a body, but she?
She's a boxer, but yeah, no, you wouldn't have a problem with that. And if it's like, or you're saying it's because trans, if some trans women are pre-op lower surgery, you don't think they should be in the bathroom with you? Like,
why do people care? Just go for a piss and I've done.
Yeah. Let's not lose our heads over. We've done a whole episode on that one, but we know how we feel about that. And all I can think is that one day we will look back on this as a kind of civil rights turning of the tide, and people will be shocked that this was even a debate.
It just makes me feel so sad about like people that like hold in going for a wee all day because they're so uncomfortable and they feel like they're going to get judged for going into the toilet that they want to go to. At the end of the day, all it is just going to loo.
I've done that. You've done that. Especially if you go to a pub and you've had a few drinks and you don't want to, you know, maybe when you're kind of pre-transition or kind of midway through and you just don't want to use the bathroom because you obviously don't want to go into the women's because you're a man, and if you go into the men's you might get questioned or whatever, so you just think, fuck it, I'm just not going to piss. And then when you've had five pints, your bladder is like begging for mercy at this point, so
your bladder is Duffy. I'm begging you for mercy.
That's a code name for I need a piss. Duffy. Code Duffy.
Code Duffy.
Ninja piss in the car park. Go.
Ninja piss in the car park. That's my new album.
Featuring Duffy. Ninja piss in the car park.
After she's finished doing a Morrison's advert from 2009.
Some serious cultural knowledge today.
I know. Duffy, where did you go?
You're channeling your inner Jonathan Van Ness, just throwing these like cultural bombs in there.
Cultural bombs. Oh dear.
Okay, number four. In 2020, the court, which court? The UK court?
The UK court.
A jester's court, a tennis court, what? Wimbledon? Where are we? In 2020, the court concluded that children under the age of 16 considering gender reassignment are unlikely to be mature enough to give informed consent to be prescribed puberty blocking drugs, in effect curtailing medical intervention for under 16s with gender dysphoria. This is an ongoing thing. It's obviously a difficult one, but I don't. There are people who, if you've got, especially like a young trans kid, like say under the age of 10, I don't know, or like 5 or whatever, and they're expressing that they may be transgender, a lot of parents can just go, "Oh no, they're just playing. It's make believe," or whatever. And that might be the case sometimes. But if they're saying it repeatedly and it goes on for a long period of time and you start to see that they're unhappy and you're ignoring it, they need to be able to access transgender care for one. They need to be getting that support, like, and see what the options are, for one. And then in terms of puberty blockers, not allowing trans kids to have puberty blockers until the age of 16.
What's the point?
Puberty starts at 13 or whatever. And I know that if I could have had puberty blockers, that I'm so jealous of anybody that has had that. Like, I wish I could have had that. That would have been...
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I don't think about it too much because it just almost feels like we were living in an age where... it's people don't really come out that early because it's so hard and
totally.
It's so like new to do, like, and so it's strange to look back and think, I don't even like think of it in my mind as that ever being a possibility, but to know that it could be for some people is just like, that's what you need.
And then
it's being taken away, like,
bearing in mind that when we looked up these facts before from Stonewall, and it was less people that come out as trans and transition, of that number, less than 1% regret it or attempt to detransition, and of that 1%, the reasons people detransition or regret it are primarily cited as transphobia, being treated transphobically by people or not being able to get work, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So you are going to begrudge 99.9% of people that know they're trans when they're a teenager, the treatment that they need that could potentially save their life, stop them committing suicide, stop all manner of mental health problems, give them a better quality of life, like make their life worth living, right? You're going to say, no, just in case that 0.1% has puberty blockers and then is treated transphobically and then questions that for a little bit. Like,
it's just an excuse. It's just like the one with Donald Trump. Yeah. Like, they don't want to look like they're transphobic, but they still want to behave in transphobic ways and pass it off as something else. Like, and it's even more of a kick in the teeth knowing that they're like, well, we're just doing it for you to help you. It's like, no, you're not. You're just doing it because you don't want to accept us.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of something else that would be like to highlight how ridiculous it is. I don't know, something like maybe someone that, I don't know, somebody that comes back from war or something and needs to have a prosthetic limb attached or whatever, and it's irreversible. I'm trying to think of an equivalent. Can you think, have you got any equivalent?
I was like, where are you going with this?
I'm really trying. I'm racking my brains. Like, you wouldn't not
because they think that this is going to cause like permanent damage by giving them these blocking drugs, but it won't. It just, all it does is delay it. If you stop taking them, then you can go through puberty and be all right. Like, you know, if you take puberty blockers and then in some, like, you know, pretending this is like a far right thing and you change your mind and you realize that you were just confused. Like, even if that was the case, you wouldn't, that nothing bad had happened. You just start going through puberty again once you'd stop taking them. So it doesn't really matter, does it? Like,
this is kind of similar to abortion laws for me. It's like, why does some fucking scarecrow moron in a baggy suit have the authority over somebody else's body more than they do? Like, why does Boris or any of that lot get to make laws about what people, it's like having more of a right over a woman's uterus than she does and telling her that she can't have an abortion? Like, you're telling teenagers that are allowed to make other decisions, like, you know, important decisions about their life, they're not allowed to express this and have the treatment that they need. Like, puberty, you're not giving teenagers the right to puberty blockers, you are inflicting puberty upon them. Essentially, you are making that decision for them. It's not like, oh, just don't have these blockers because then it's a reversible decision. It's like the decision, either you block puberty or puberty's coming. So by not giving them the choice and the power to block puberty if they want, you are deciding that this young kid that is telling you that they are a man has to go through puberty, has to start periods, has to go through, and which is fucking traumatic for a young man to go through, and so damaging to your mental health and disorient, like, just of all of the things. And it's not just they'll be all right with that, they'll work it out. It's like, if they're ringing you up the GIC and they're begging and saying, I am desperate for this, I don't want this to happen, I want these puberty blockers, and you're saying, no, you're not qualified to decide, but I am.
Yeah. And the fucked up thing is, even if when you can get them, you have to wait so long that you probably have hit puberty anyway.
Yeah.
Like what that lovely doctor that we, Kate Nambier,
yeah,
what she was saying something similar.
How can anyone, I don't understand how we can ban it as law. How can a can a politician make a decision on this? Surely it's got to be, there's got to be a better
system,
a better system for this, where qualified, I don't know, people, first and foremost, the patient, like the kids, knows themselves the best. Then they also have family, and then there's doctors that are treating them that get to know them and stuff. Surely the decision's got to come in there somewhere, not just be a law, a blanket ban for people that need the treatment. It just fucking makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just, it's like a cover up to be transphobic, really.
Yeah.
As most
of these, if not all of these laws are, I think.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. It's because it's like, it's not direct, is it? It's like, we're doing this to help you. And it's like, no, you're just calling us confused and saying we don't know who we are, which is even worse in a way.
Yeah. Okay. And breathe, Satch. Right. Number five.
The World Health Organization categorized being transgender as a mental disorder. But then they had a major resolution to amend its health guidelines, which was approved in May 25th, 2019. Sorry, I can't fucking read. And I kind of got that one wrong with the way I read it. But
either you can't read or you can't write. Either way, it's your fault.
It used to be a mental disorder, but then they changed it. They amended it 2 years ago.
Yeah, this is fucked up. But it's true. I know this one. And this one, for it to not get... This didn't get changed until last year.
2 years ago now. We're in 2021. 2 years ago now.
Yeah. All right, you can't read it right. I can't count. Don't worry about it. being trans was officially a mental health disorder until 2019, which is... fucking mad that it took that long to get that sorted. Yeah. But this had major effects on other things. Like for me, for example, I wasn't allowed to access certain fertility treatment because I was down on it was down that I had a mental disorder. So there were certain things that I couldn't do and wasn't
That's
allowed
so
to do because
that.
Of this. It's so fucked. And I think maybe some of the campaigning around fertility specifically is what kind of led to this being changed.
Right.
But basically trans women and trans men were not allowed to donate infertility treatment. As a patient often can donate eggs or sperm, primarily eggs, in return for treatment.
Right.
Because treatment is so expensive, right? Treatment is over 10 grand or whatever. And patients can donate eggs to other people that need them in order to conceive in return for treatment. But as a trans person, up until 2019, you weren't able to do that because they screen you to make sure that you don't have any disorders in your history, in your family history, in your genetics.
Right, because people won't want those eggs.
And if you do, it means your eggs aren't qualified to be donated. So even if you are perfectly healthy, you've got no other boxes to tick. If you are trans, you weren't allowed to do it because your eggs were null and void because you were trans, and that was a
That's so shit because it's like saying your eggs aren't worth as much. But even if you did have a mental health disorder, that's a bit shitty, isn't it? Because it's like, well, I don't know. It's like saying, oh, you're not worth being born if you might have.
Well, I think there's certain rules, certain fertility rules about not passing on, you know, if there's like, I don't know, I guess genetic anomalies or whatever, but.
If you have like a direct family member that has like severe mental health issues, would you not be able to donate then? Even if you weren't trans?
I don't know. I'm not a fertility expert. All I know is that.
What?
Let me just Scooby-Doo take off my mask.
And I would have gotten away with it.
Carol from the Agora. Where life begins.
Unless if you're trans.
But yeah, no. Unless it. that's all I know. But I mean, I'm hoping that that has changed now.
I think it might have changed. I think that this is like a. These are laws that were past, present, and future.
Oh, fucking.
I'm kidding.
Brilliant.
Hopefully not future.
I feel like I'm in a legal time machine. Yeah, no, hopefully that has changed now. I don't know if it has, but I just think it's mad that that didn't change.
I know, because that wasn't even that long ago. That was when COVID started.
I know. Madness, madness. Okay, number six. Trans people have to obtain a gender recognition certificate costing £140 in order to do certain things. This is true. You do, yeah, gender recognition certificate, and they are £140 as well.
I haven't got one.
Neither have I, which means
But my passport says male, so...
I know, but apparently...
I don't get it.
Apparently, you are not legally a man until you have that gender recognition certificate.
Fairs.
No matter how much your ninja... No matter how hairy your ass is, no matter
how many songs you know, sing with Duffy. What?
Yeah. Bring back Duffy.
Hashtag pray for Duffy.
But fucking, this is about £140, right?
And that's pricey. That's like.
And this is for a group of people that have some of the highest unemployment rates because of transphobic employers and whatever. And it's like...
They just want to take. Like, where does this money go? On Boris's fucking jet plane?
Yeah, how are you monetizing? You're monetizing people's right to legally self-identify. And then in the same breath saying that you can pay for that as a teenager, but you're not allowed to have hormone blockers, and you can pay for that gender recognition certificate, but you still got to wait 3 years for any treatment because there's not enough money. And you can, and it's like, what?
It's
mad. I have the doctors from the GIC. I've spoken to them about this at length, and they're like, yeah, it's all the doctors there are like, it's mad that you have to pay anyone that I've spoke to is like
£140. Like that's
why your driving license is £20. Like what? Your passport is £100.
I know. What more can I give? Can't give our eggs. We know that much.
Fucking hell. But that unfortunately is still the law, and you do need, like, this is the thing. I'm getting married abroad and I need to have one to be able to get married abroad potentially. And it's just like, so you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If you need to have one, it's like pay for it or you can't do certain things. It's just
is just like, that's, you know, that's a civil rights issue.
Why, how can that money be justified anyway, right? Even if you're saying, what's that based on? If it's like for admin fees or for it to be processed, it doesn't take £140 for the administration of doing that certificate. I've gone through the form online. You literally fill out a form online, send it off, you get sent this GRC. To be honest, I never even looked into it because I didn't. I was like, "Fuck this! I don't need a certificate. I don't need the fucking government to tell me whether I'm a man or not."
Yeah.
Right? And then the doctors phone you up and say, "Actually, unfortunately, there are some other fucked up laws, which mean that you might come a cropper if you don't have this to hand."
Do you need it? Like, do you need it for other things other than marriage?
I believe so.
There's, oh, fuck. You know what if we can't get our dicks?
Turn up with your man card.
Drop your man card.
One dick, please.
Shall we make them up ourselves? Shall we print one off in like Comic Sans? And what, be like there you go.
on Little Britain where Vicky Pollard holds up her thing, yeah. Written in crayon. Vicky Pollard is definitely 18 to buy booze.
Yeah, we should get one.
Definitely a man. Yeah, okay. We'll just make our own.
We can laminate it and everything.
Hey, maybe we could make our own like transmission ones. Like we could you know, like on RuPaul's Drag Race, he has the RuPeter badge. We could have our own, we could make our own little GRC trans badges.
I'm so, down.
Yeah, let's do that. Cool.
You can check that out on our merchandise website. Come in 2023.
That sounds like a business plan that cannot fail. cool. Number seven.
Seven. Okay, trans people having to... This isn't much of a law, this is just a thing. This is a statement. Okay. Trans people having to escape their home countries as they cannot be themselves, and then facing deportation. This is due to social and political unrest that can endanger the lives of trans people. For example, many trans Latinx women crossing the border from South American countries to the US, because many trans women from these countries die before reaching the age of 35. So basically, their lives are at risk. Wow. They have to go, so they want to go to a different country. They're not allowed to go, so they try and seek asylum. So they're legally crossing borders, and then they're facing laws of, you know, sort of typical thing. Like, it's not because they're trans, but they're facing, do you know what I mean? It's because they're...
I was watching something yesterday, and somebody got deported on this program from the US to the Philippines. And I think they were, and this is just from a program, so it's not like nailed on facts, but
the rest of this, yeah. really well researched plan.
But it said that one of the laws was like if they're facing a hostile environment when they go home or when they go back to the country they're being sent back to, if they're gonna face a hostile environment because of something like to do with who they are. I don't know, at the end of the day, in the UK, they passed a law, I think it was last week on National Holocaust Remembrance Day, they passed a law in the UK that unaccompanied children that reach the UK, we will no longer offer refuge to. So say a migrant has got on a boat on the way over here, like a family of migrants, and the parents don't make it and the children arrive, we are no longer, the law is now that the UK do not offer refuge to unaccompanied minors.
That's
and they
so
just get
cold.
They just get sent do they get held in prisons, where do they get sent, what do you do? But if that's a law that was passed last week on National Holocaust Remembrance Day, then
that's not even trans people. That's just like anyone.
Just children. That's just children. Like, so if you're a trans person seeking asylum and you try to come to the UK because you may be from one of these countries like Brunei, the Gambia, Indonesia, where you're not allowed to, air quotes, cross dress or whatever else, you could be facing some countries still have the death penalty and stuff like that for LGBT people. So but you can't get asylum, and that does, I don't know.
And it sends you back to a country that you can't be yourself in without getting like physical abuse and emotional abuse. And
if you're a trans, some of these countries might not have. Technically, you might not have anti-trans laws because they might not qualify trans people as even existing. They would see a trans.
What are they then? Fucking unicorns.
Well, they potentially they'd see a trans man as just a cross-dressing woman. So therefore, if that trans man is in a relationship with a woman, then they're just seeing that as a homosexual relationship. So therefore, you're coming under those homosexual
laws against
homosexuality and stuff.
Oh dear, that's not good, is it?
This is supposed to be an uplifting one. I'm getting more and more depressed as this goes on.
I know. I feel like we should have done ones that were more like, if you buy a guinea pig in Switzerland, then it has to be with another one, otherwise, because they get lonely.
Especially if it's a trans guinea pig.
But this one's like dead children. Like, it's horrible.
If it used to be a rabbit and now it's a guinea pig.
Did you hear that from a friendly badger?
Yeah, I did. okay. Question. I'll tell you what, this isn't really a law, but I've got one that I once went to get my haircut at a barber's, and it was called Just Gents, and they wouldn't cut my hair. It was like pre-transition, and they refused to cut my hair.
Bastards.
Even though I had short hair, and yeah, they refused to cut my hair. And I asked...
Was this in Worthing?
No, it was in Brighton.
Oh,
I know.
Shocking.
The liberal mecca that it is. And I I saw a police person as I was leaving, and I asked him, I was like, and they didn't even know the answer as whether they could refuse me or not. But yeah.
Imagine if you brought the police back in there and the police were like,
marching,
you're going to cut his hair and you're going to cut it good.
The thing is, you don't really want to antagonize someone that's going to have a razor blade in their hand. Like,
yeah.
You know.
They could give you a right awful cut.
Sharp objects. Yeah, or slit your throat. Like, one of the two.
Did you go to Sweeney Todd's in Brighton? Fucking hell. Make you into a pie.
Some more cultural bombs from Leo there. A number of regions in Poland declared themselves LGBT-free zones. Municipalities and regions of Poland that have declared themselves unwelcoming of an alleged LGBT ideology in order to ban equality marches and other LGBT events. As of June 2020, some 100 municipalities encompassing about a third of the country have adopted resolutions which have led them to being called LGBT-free zones. That's sad. I went to Poland last year and had a really nice time. And yeah, I guess I may have ruined one of them LGBT zones for them. I don't know.
I wonder if you went into the LGBT... Because this is ridiculous, isn't it? Because it's like they're not LGBT free. They're just people that aren't allowed to be themselves. So they're going to be...
It's not an LGBT free zone. It's a discrimination active zone. It's like, do you know what I mean?
A DAZ, yeah. If you will.
Yeah. And they've probably got, you know, kids that have, no doubt there are LGBT kids living in those places that feel so much shame and so much like, you know, it's just
it's
terrible.
Like in what was that film with Will Ferrell and it's the about the Eurovision Song Contest, and there's that Russian guy who's like clearly gay, and then at the end the girl's like, are you gay, and he's like, no, I am Russian. And it's like, oh, you can be gay even though you're Russian.
What's that called? I love that film. They have that song, Ya Ya
like,
Ding Dong.
Yeah, it's like, is it called like Eurovision Song Contest, like a story of fire and
oh yeah, something like that. So, I always just think of it as Ya Ya Ding Dong, but yeah.
It is a great film. Sponsoring this video. Will Ferrell. Yeah. And Demi Lovato.
Cheers, Will, nice one. there's another in Chechnya, weren't they were putting gay men specifically into concentration camps, and I think they're still doing that at the minute.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Our government doesn't seem to wade in on that sort of stuff in the same way. It's like we've been watching It's a Sin recently, like Russell T. Davies' show on Channel 4, which is amazing, about the AIDS crisis in
the 80s,
and it's like, well, if those were straight kids that were dying of a straight disease, would the government have done more? And with these,
there was so much shame that it was the shame that it was like sort of afflicted onto people, and it made it spread more because people were so ashamed to kind of like
they couldn't bear to acknowledge it. Yeah,
so they just were having sex with more people and spreading it, and it's just horrible.
But why doesn't the government do more in these situations in terms of like trade bans and stuff like that with the countries? Like,
well, it's like even how they've handled coronavirus, our government.
Oh Christ! don't start me on that. But yeah, I mean, if they're surely they can take some of that £140 gender recognition certificate money and spend it on some diplomatic relation. Conversations with these countries like Chechnya and Poland. You know what I mean?
Search for Prime Minister.
I think
you got my vote, babe.
Thank you, baby. Okay, number nine.
Number nine. Trans people cannot donate. Oh, we briefly touched on this.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Trans people cannot donate eggs or sperm as it's classed as a mental health problem, and limited options in fertility treatment are available on the NHS for trans people.
Yeah, well, that came up in that previous one, didn't it? And
does that mean, like, you know how if you're cisgendered but you can't, you're infertile for some physical reason,
yeah,
and then you access, can you get fertility treatment on the NHS?
No, actually, you're right. This is a different point. Yeah. They're trans, so if you are a cis couple in a straight relationship and you can't have a baby, then you get one round of IVF free on the NHS. But right. if you are a trans person, you don't get that because they don't class you as infertile, because you technically have equipment that can be used to make, potentially used to make a baby. So if you're a man but you technically have the ability to get pregnant, you're choosing not to do that. So you don't qualify for IVF, is my understanding of that.
Is that still true?
I don't know. It was when...
I don't know why I'm asking you when I was meant to do the research.
I know. Again, let me put my Carol from the Agora mask back on and answer these fertility questions for you. All I know is that when I went to preserve my fertility and stuff, which was a couple of years ago, this very much was still the case. And I know that the Agora, specifically Carol from the director of the Agora, was doing a lot of campaigning work for the local, I think they call them CEGs or something like that, the local health commissions for each area.
Right.
She was campaigning, and she's changed. I think she managed to get the West Sussex one to change and to say no, trans people deserve fertility treatment to be on the NHS.
Wow, well done, Carol.
It's dependent on where you live, and the way that the Conservative government get away with this is by, they say they're not discriminating because certain areas do give trans people fertility treatment, but these are the areas where not a lot of trans people are. Like, it's not East Sussex, it's not Brighton, it's not London, it's not these places where there are a lot of LGBT people.
Is it like the Isle of Skye? Is the only
it's like where no one lives.
Middle Earth.
Oh dear. Okay, finally number 10. So this is for you, because I'm reading it out. Shag, marry, kill: Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, Jermaine Greer.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh God, that is so hard. When I was writing this, I didn't even think about what the answer could be, because there really isn't one.
I feel a little bit sick reading that, to be honest.
I'd probably shag Jermaine Greer, because I feel like, because she's quite transphobic, I feel like if I show her a really good time, she'll be like, actually, trans people are amazing.
But then who are you going to marry?
I'd marry Donald Trump, because I feel like he would let me go off and do what I want. I feel like with like Melania, she's probably just, I don't know, going off doing what she wants to do. I feel like, and then I'd have to kill Boris, but I don't really want to kill anyone because, you know, it's never the answer. I don't promote violence. Kill Boris's career.
try doing it as kiss, marry, kick instead.
Kiss, marry, kick.
Yeah.
God.
I think I'd have to marry Jermaine in the hope that she could be reasoned with, and eventually she could educate herself and understand more about trans people, and could be maybe she's not 100% a lost cause. Maybe she's 99%. I don't know. how I just can't answer. I don't. Oh, mate. I think I'd have to kill Donald Trump. I think I'd have
to kill him. But he's not. Because... Is he doing anything bad now? Or is he just playing golf? Probably finding a way to fuck shit up, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's actually not the leader anymore. That's a good point. Whereas Boris is. But then if you kill Boris, what replaces Boris? What other cretin creeps out of the woodwork? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. What's your answer? Come on.
Well, I said I'd kill Boris's career.
You can't do that. You've got to.
I don't want to kill people.
I don't want to shag them. I don't mind killing both of them. I just don't want to shag either of them.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Right, come on. Right, okay. I'm going to marry Jermaine. I'm going to kill Donald, and I'm going to have to shag Boris. Hopefully. That would just distract him for 5 minutes from making any other grave fuck ups politically. I don't know. That's what now I feel just ill.
I just feel like when, you know, when in that Black Mirror episode where the Prime Minister had to like shag a pig.
That's what it would be like.
You'd be
the Prime Minister and Boris
he's the
would
pig.
Be the pig. Yeah. Oh, dear.
That's horrible.
Okay. And on that note, now that we feel suitably angry at the world and ill, that's it for this week. Next week we're doing...
All about visibility and creativity.
Visibility, yeah. Well, the importance of sharing our stories, I think.
That's it, yeah.
Which is awesome and... really important. So yeah, and that definitely will be more uplifting, that's for sure.
we hope
we will try our best. Our website is sachinleotransmission.buzzsprout.com. Our Instagram is sachinleo, and you'll find all sorts of sexual links on there, hopefully not links to having sex with Boris Johnson. Anything else to say, mate? Anything that you'd like to add?
Well,
say that as a no. I'm off now to listen to Duffy on Spotify.
On Spotify. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Over and out.